The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Wonderful to welcome for the first time to K-Rock Football as coach of Leopold. He's been on a few times over the journey, whether it be as interim coach of Port Adelaide, assistant coach of Collingwood, assistant coach of St Joseph's, and now Australian Football Hall of Fame member Gary Hocking is leading the Lions in 2022. He's been good enough to join us, and he's standing alongside Chris Nichols.
Hey, Buddha. August 4 last year, mate, at St Joey's, we had a tremendous win against Bell Park. All over August 10, and now here at Leopold. How's it all gone?
Yeah, it's been good, Nico. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on K-Rock amongst plenty of superstars in this area, I tell you. There's a few hundred AFL games between us in here, but I've really enjoyed my time. St Joey's was great, having you down there and stealing all the pies. I couldn't really get one, but St Joey's is really a good opportunity for me to sort of get back to grassroots footy and just to sort of get my head around, you know, why has St Joey's been so great a club over a long period of time. So I've learned a few things there, just with the people, the coaching, their junior programs, and I've been able to sort of use that coming to Leopold and hit the ground running with our junior programs. You know, we want to get a strong girls, female program up in the next year or two, and also make sure that all our grades, including our netball, are very strong.
Welcome, Buddha. Great to have you on K-Rock Footy. What was your first sort of purpose with Leopold to do with the list, and what did you sort of assess it as after what you saw last year and taking over from Jace?
Yeah, so the first things, Kingy, was just to watch some vision from last year. Didn't play, played Leopold once, but I sort of didn't have my eye on them, so I sort of had to go back and just have a little bit of a look and just look at, you know, scores for, scores against, just their stoppage work, and I thought, yeah, there's some really impressive stuff, particularly around the ball, and then some individuals, and then I just went about thinking, well, what are the really good points, strong enough midfield, and you don't have to have the best players. I reckon what you need there is a mixture of, you know, really good talent, but also some strong people at ground level. But also then look at, you know, either end of the ground. We certainly want to score more. I mean, people come to the footy to see goals. They come for high marks. 9 goals last night, you know, Collingwood put on the board, but it doesn't. It actually says to you that you've still got to keep playing the game. I mean, you get, you know, 9 goals and 30 points up, the game's not over. So the game keeps continuing to be able to teach you stuff. And then obviously defensively, there was just games where they just weren't even in it. You know, they'd just given up too much score. And I think they were defending sort of individually rather than probably more collectively. So we spent some work in that.
You spent 35 years in the system from the mid-80s to 2020, basically, the game at the highest level. Was 2021 a good transition year out for you to be able to, I suppose, hone, adjust your thinking when it comes to coaching, when you go from professional athletes to guys that just, you know, for some it's just for fun?
Yeah, absolutely. I think COVID sort of taught myself and probably other people in business and life and also from a coaching point of view that sometimes you just got to sort of, just go with the flow a little bit and just relax. You know, I went to Peel Thunder in 2004 and 2005 and absolutely was just too harsh. I come straight out of AFL footy and high demands and, you know, I had a high work rate myself and had strong values, but it doesn't mean everybody carries those, and it's very hard sometimes to be able to, you know, instill that into everybody. And I think what I've learnt is you've got to coach collectively and you've got to coach individually, and it's really important. I think the more that we go through footy and what we're experiencing at the moment, there is a fair amount of fun factor. So we've had a motto of work hard but have fun. Have a purpose too. When you get up in the morning, have a purpose. Try and achieve something in your own personal life. Stay focused with that, because there's a lot of other things pulling and pushing, you know, in your favour and against yourself. So a couple of key sort of things that we wanted to do, even today, hopefully we get some score on the board, we're celebrating, we're picking blokes up off the ground. They're all fundamental stuff that you do, you know, when you start in pre-season, but you do in autumn, you do in winter, and then you do hopefully qualify and you get an opportunity to play around springtime.
The process of you coming to Leopold, Buddha, in terms of you were at St Joey's and for a short time, was it a case that you were looking to get to a senior job pretty quick, or how did that come about in a fairly quick way?
Yeah, well, since leaving Collingwood, I was really fortunate I spoke to Carr. So I'm a young bloke at St. Joey's. Yeah. Lockie, come out of the Falcons program, and he was playing in the 19s and then into the reserves. And he's close to senior footy. He's got to force his way in. And I think he'll do that in time. But just an opportunity through Nick Maxwell to be able to, you know, sort of just help Carso out. I was down there sitting in my car, and I just wanted to touch the footies, and it's just an appetite curse that I've got, that I just wanted to be out in the ground. So I sort of wriggled my way into Carso, being able to be on the back of the groups and have a bit of banter with the boys, and I've always wanted to give back to local footy and individuals in the game. I just haven't had the time, you know, coaching at the next level. So it's just a great opportunity to be able to, you know, just get out there and live and breathe local footy and get to chat. And Paul's a very very good coach. He's an aspiring coach. I think he's got a big future, and he's doing some good things at Joey's. Look at the game yesterday. Mm. You know, if you put Gow and Heinz back in there and Hovey, who Heinz, and then Hovey, who, you know, was a late admission, like they're pretty close.
Mm. And also then, so please tell, unfortunately I'm good mates with Matt Aston, please tell me you're keeping Moose right away from all football decisions apart from the fact that he just sits at the sporties and signs players. That's about all he does. He has nothing to do with on-field stuff, does he?
Well, he works the canteen very
perfect.
Hard.
Well,
good. And not behind the canteen.
Yeah,
he's more in line to get in the canteen. So
very good.
The more that we can push him into that, hopefully I get a little bit of coin out of that.
There you go, Moose.
Speaking with Leopold coach Gary Hocking, here's Matt Kershaw on Carrick Footy.
Obviously, Buddha, the talk over the pre-season with the players that you lost at Leopold Footy Club, and, you know, some great names that have been a great service to Leopold over the years. Sam Scott, Tommy Ruggles, Pepper, McHenry, Keast, Exel, Cross, Boyd, it goes on. It looks like you've replaced them with a fair few good players that have done some research on. Just tell us a few of those that people listening today, like Jake Pitt, Mayborn, players like that. Tell us a bit about those sort of players.
Yeah, well, the guys, just firstly, I just want to out-duck these guys really well. I think they're all just genuine people, and it's one thing I think Leopold's done really well over the past, you know, in their recruiting and their development, is just get, you know, quality people in. So I just want to honour those guys and say they're all been fantastic servants and great people, and, gee, they can play too. So we've been fortunate to have them wear the Leopold colours, influence some of the juniors around and just play some really strong footy. But the new guys coming in, you always want to replace, you know, with near enough to what you can. I mean, there's some great games. There's premiership players in that list that are going out. But, you know, with that, with change, there's opportunities. So Jake Pitt, strong forward. Mayborn will play in the ruck. Look, he'll give away a little bit of height, but he'll certainly compete. Billy Clark is the son of Otis, the legend here, and we're so pleased to have Otis back in a development coaching role. I've learned so much, you know, over the last few months just sitting down and having a chat to him. But he's young bloke, he's like a medium forward, hits up at the ball, strong over the footy. Marcus Herbert in the VFL program, a Warrnambool boy. So he's a strong inside midfielder, a little bit like Josh Dacos. He's got that nice step, he's classy. And Wagner back from Newcombe, been a past player in the VFL, not available today, but he's been awesome. He's been getting down to training as much as he can, showing his face. So, yeah, hopefully we've been able to fill in and fix our front end up, but also those guys help us defend too.
Any juniors that are coming through the ranks that we keep an eye out this year or today? Anyone that's been good on the track?
Yeah, great question. Nick Hayes and also Nick Ash. Michael Case and Nick Asher have been two guys that played a little bit last year and get an opportunity again. They've had really good pre-seasons. They're lightish, but you've just got to get games into them, and you put some other people around them, protect them, and you don't ask too much of them. You just allow them to go and play.
Develop. Last one, Benny Miller. How's he travelling?
Yeah, Benny's been good. Yeah, he's a former St. Joey's boys that did an ACL probably about 16 months ago. He's got the tick off. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. And again, if we're talking about good people, I mean, he's as good as they get in regards to just getting around blokes, being here, doing extra sessions, talking to people. Outstanding young man. We'll get a lot out of him when he gets back playing for us.
Tom Gordon faced the media at the season launch earlier in the week. Buddha didn't give away that he wouldn't be playing this week. Can you let us know why Tom Gordon's not lining up?
Yeah, just against Ocean Grove, he just foot got caught in the grass a little bit, and just like a little bit of His knee just didn't quite feel that good, but it's just a week off, and we'll see how he goes. But he's just been the reigning best and fairest player. He's just a high risk player, and we just didn't want to risk him today. And hopefully, they're a good side, the Giants. Hopefully, we can get over the line and we can bring him back. Look forward to getting him back into the team in the next week or two.
Bryce Hughes, a late withdrawal.
Yeah, Tuesday night, just did a groin. Hughesy's probably going to be just one of those guys that it's just going to be random whether he plays or not. Like, he'll feel good, he'll go out and train, he'll just jag something, he'll maybe pop a little calf, or he'll get a little niggle. So, again, we'd rather have fit guys going. And he said he would be right, but we just need fit people, in this climate, particularly in round one. You don't want to be one down early if he was to sort of jag that groin again. So we just need fit 22, and we feel like we've got that.
Yeah, can I ask about Fletcher Wilson, where he's at?
He's on a cricket trip. And again, when you're talking about individuals, you've got to let people express themselves and be themselves. We understand he plays cricket. He came up to me right at the start and, was up front and said, look, if we get through to the finals, I'll probably go on the footy trip. And he knows from that he'll start a little bit behind. He won't. The expectation of him just coming in and taking a spot in the 2 o'clock, even the 12 o'clock, he's got to make that decision. I don't. And when he's ready and he comes back and he works hard, he'll get an opportunity.
Put up. Great to have you coaching a GFL senior club. It's a massive coup for the league, and obviously for those who followed the Cats and did so for a long time in your career, would be so rapt to see you. As you said, you wanted to give back to local footy, and you're doing it, and for you, that's a massive credit to you, and we can't wait to deal with you throughout the year. You have a very different perspective on the game, which we look forward to also hearing, and look forward to talking to you post-game to see how it's all unfolded today.
Thank you, Kingy, and good luck on the call.
Appreciate it. Gary Hocking joining us there, the coach of Leopold. The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.